Hi, my name is Brenda, and I'm from Wellness Matters. I'm a homeopathic practitioner for animals and people. I'm also a Reiki master, an animal Reiki practitioner, and I'm certified in small animal nutrition. The primary focus of my practice is with animals. However, once people see how well homeopathy works for their animals, because you see there's no placebo effect, they often ask if I can help them or their family members, and of course I'm always happy to do so. I treat remotely using Zoom, FaceTime, or phone. I've been using homeopathy since 2000 and went to school to become a homeopathic practitioner in 2014. I'm happy to share my knowledge and experience of homeopathy with you today. In today's podcast, I want to share with you some testimonials that you might find interesting. Some of these are for dogs that I've treated around the country, but they could resonate with you about your horse. Or perhaps you have a dog and you can relate even more. So here's a testimonial from a woman whose dog I treated. They live in New Hampshire, and in case you didn't know, I'm located in northern Michigan. So this dog was treated by me on three different occasions. The first was for anxiety, and the second was for a torn cranial cruciate ligament. So her testimonial reads, "We moved in July 2019, and my dog developed a case of separation anxiety. He's a six-year-old husky pit. He was going to the bathroom in the house, getting in the trash and throwing it all over the kitchen. He was breaking out of the house, jumping through windows, opening shut windows, and the last straw was when I locked the window and he chewed the windowsill. That's when I reached out to Brenda. It was in September. She treated him before for anxiety, but not to this level. She had me put him on some remedies that best fit him, and I added in more exercise and reinforced basic training techniques. I also bought a camera to watch his behavior, and within 2 weeks, he totally chilled out. He went from howling, pacing, barking, just looking so uncomfortable. At first, he couldn't be by himself for even a few minutes. And then he was able to be by himself for hours, and now he's completely content being by himself again. It's amazing. But somewhere in all that chaos, when I only wish I took some videos of my boy before Brenda set up another treatment plan for him, because he was limping whenever he would get up from laying down for a while, he would be hobbling on three legs after normal exercise. So I took him to the vet in November, and they confirmed a partial tear of the CCL. They suggested lots of rest and pain medication. I didn't want the pain medication because I didn't want it to mask his pain and have him think that he feels great and injure it more. So I reached out to Brenda again. She again had put him on a homeopathic remedy and switched up his meal plan and suggested rest, lots of rest and controlled exercise. Not the easiest when dealing with a husky pit. We just went back to the vet for a wellness visit the end of January, and they're so impressed by his progress. An injury that should have taken 6 months to a year to heal is showing no signs of inflammation, and we can now start the strengthening process. Brenda is absolutely amazing. We're beyond grateful for her and her work." That's from Carrie A. in New Hampshire. And that case took the initial consult and I think just two follow-ups. So not much time at all. Here's another testimonial about a dog with anxiety. "My golden retriever, Fisher, has suffered from severe panic attacks and anxiety since he was a pup. And side note on this one, he was 10 and a half years old when I treated him for this. So for 10 and a half years, this dog had suffered from anxiety and panic attacks. So back to the testimonial. We have put him on all types of medications to try to get him balanced. It's amazing how quickly the natural remedies work for him. We now have him off all medications. For the first time, he is calm and relaxed. Thank you, Brenda, for helping us. Jay Kastner from South Carolina." The next testimonial is from a naturopathic doctor in Wisconsin. Her horse had chronic sinusitis. She tried everything from conventional to trying to treat him herself. So one appointment with me and one remedy later, here's what she says. This guy has been suffering with respiratory issues for a long time. Varies from asthma to coughing and lots of horse-sized boogers. 10 days into a program with our animal homeopath and he hasn't coughed since the fifth day. High five, Brenda Tobin. Patty B. from Wisconsin. The next testimonial is from another dog owner, but again, it can absolutely correlate to a horse case. So this one says, "Hi, Brenda. Just wanted to check in and say thank you for all your guidance with Daphne. Tonight, one of my daughters and I took her on a really long walk. About half a mile of it was uphill, and she did so great. We've also seen her running more. We're so grateful and hopefully can enjoy her for more years to come. Oh, yes, and she goes up and down our large flight of stairs again, too." Shannon M. from Iowa. So this was a 10-and-a-half-year-old dog that was suffering from lameness, stiffness, shifting pains, and she was having trouble going upstairs. She also has a history of anaplasmosis. Another case study was with a horse that had chronic diarrhea, where the client had spent literally thousands of dollars on vet care for years. One appointment with me and one remedy later, the horse has had normal stools. Another case is of a Shetland pony who suffered from sweet itch for many years. This pony was treated once with homeopathy and the sweet itch cleared up for the season. The following spring, he presented with sweet itch again, but it wasn't nearly as bad as the previous years. So I treated him again with the same remedy, but I used a higher potency. And then it went away until the following spring, where again it presented, but not nearly as bad as the second year. So we treated him one more time, and he's been sweet itch free ever since. He's on his second year now without needing any support. So to wrap up on today's podcast, I'm happy to have shared some testimonials with you. Homeopathy is useful for every single being. Like, all animals and all people can benefit. Homeopathy is safe, effective, and inexpensive. So what's stopping you from using homeopathy? I want to thank you for joining me today, and I hope that you've learned something about homeopathy. Please visit me at wellnessmattersonline.com or my Facebook page, Wellness Matters, which can also be reached at Animal Homeopath. I can be reached via email at info@wellnessmattersonline.com should you have any questions or comments about today's podcast. I look forward to talking to you more about homeopathy and how it can naturally and effectively bring your pet and you back into balance.